Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and a title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy! Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are... The Hillbilly Youngins. Hello, friends. It's your girl, Kristen.
And Dakota.
And we are on episode 4 of Hillbilly Youngins. Can I get a yeehaw?
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw. Today, we are on day 360 of being quarantined.
Not really, but yes.
And all work and no play makes Kristen a dull girl. Do you even know that reference?
Nope.
Oh, come on. The Shining.
I haven't watched The Shining.
Oh, it's the best ever.
Okay, well, what are we going to do this episode about, Mom?
We are going to be talking about celebrity ghost stories.
And there is a show about it, and we haven't gathered our info on that show because we don't watch that show, but there is a show. It's like Celebrity Paranormal Encounters or something like that. I think it's on Travel Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Howie Mandel's on it.
Are you a Howie Mandel fan?
That's the only celebrity I know that's on there.
You think he's cute, don't you?
No. No baldies. Nope.
All right, Dakota, I'm going to let you go first because from the looks of it, you have wrote a novel over there.
And it's, I wonder if you guys can guess her. It's a girl, obviously. She loves bunnies and cats from her ears that she wears on top of her head.
Lame.
No, it's not. She's a supernatural pop star.
Oh, my God.
And the biggest hint is her signature hair is... a very, very high pony. No, it's not JoJo Siwa.
Dang it.
It's Ariana Grande.
You didn't even let them give them a second to guess.
Well, they should have been thinking about it. Y'all should have been thinking about it. And if you thought about it, if you thought of it, that it was Ariana Grande, you get a pat on the back. All right.
What a winner, chicken dinner.
No. Okay, so her experience was not with ghosts, but with demons, which are way worser than ghosts. So, I don't remember, I don't know what date it was that she went, but one day, her and her friends went to a place called Stoll Cemetery. I think I said that right. She felt a lot of negative energy and smelled sulfur as she walked in, which is the sign of a demon, if you didn't know. I don't know what sulfur smells like, but it's a sign of a demon.
It's like a rotten egg smell. Ugh, it's disgusting.
So, she did not want to stay. So, Ariana took a quick picture, and she was like, come on, let's get the heck out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't say that, but she was like, let's not stay here anymore.
It smells like Happy's farts.
Or Addison's farts, too. So, as she was leaving... she looked at the picture and saw three distinct demon faces. Yeah, what? In her picture. The next day, she was trying to send the picture to her manager, but she said that the file could not be sent because it had 666 megabytes.
Get out of here. So the file was too large in 666, which, if most of you know, that is the number of the devil.
Right. So she says that she used to have a folder and it was tagged as demons. But once she got that folder and started putting stuff in it, weird phenomena began happening. So she deleted the file. That's pretty creepy. So don't have a file named demons. Don't put anything in there.
Mm-hmm. I think I will be all right in that category. Is that really it?
No.
I was going to say, you got a whole bunch more on there, I thought.
Yeah, so one night she says that she was going to sleep. And, like, she had just put her phone down, so she just closed her eyes. And she says that she remembers hearing a low rumbling or a loud rumbling type sound by her head. Mom, don't.
Like that?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Rumble, rumble, rumble.
But the moment she opened her eyes, it immediately stopped. So.
You sure it wasn't her stomach? I mean, that girl is, like, 10 pounds. She probably could eat a cheeseburger. She's probably hungry. Ariana, don't hurt me for saying that.
But when she closed her eyes again, she started to hear whispering. Like, what? It wasn't like the rumble noise. It was like whispering.
What did they say?
I don't know.
They didn't say, like, a certain...
They didn't even say, Ariana, you're my favorite. Sing me a song.
Can I get your autograph?
It'd be like... Oh my God, these are fans again. Manager, get them out of here. But no, so she heard whispering and she fell asleep again. I don't even know how.
Yeah, she just kept sleeping. Jumping up out of there.
Yeah. So maybe it's the boyfriend she dissed.
Which one was the last one? I can't even keep up with them.
Yeah, she sang like about five of them in just one song. Okay, let's keep going. So, while she was sleeping, she says that she recalls dreaming of, like, disturbing red shapes. And she got so scared that she literally got on her phone and she just was telling herself that she wasn't going to go to sleep.
Well, I don't blame her for that one.
Yeah. She called her friend and was talking to her friend, and she scooched over toward the left side of her bed because she was like, I need that service because that's where the because she said that was where the best service was.
Get out of here.
She did. That's what it's said.
Is that
quotes.
How she said it?
I'm sure. She was like, oh my gosh, this is the best service that they have on the left side of the bed.
You sound just like her when she's, what's her name?
Cat Valentine. Okay, let's keep going. But when she moved to the left side of her bed, she saw a very large black mass. So she called her friend. I don't know why she would call her friend again, but she was crying, and her friend told her to say, get out of here, go away, like let it down. But she didn't, because she knew that it would only feed on her fear. I don't know how she could be that smart, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
So... Instead, she watched it, like, float to the front of her bed. And you know what she did? She just fell asleep.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's what ridiculous.
What's wrong with that girl? Maybe her ponytail's too tight.
But the next day, she told another one of her friends. I don't know how many friends she's got. But
I mean, she is Ariana Grande.
I know, but, I mean, whatever, but... She was shocked when her friend told her that she saw the exact same thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Creepy deepy.
Mom, what are your thoughts on that one?
I can believe it.
You can?
Yes. There's all kinds of stories out in the world that have similar instances. So, yeah, absolutely. And celebrities are no exception. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, Mom, what's your story about?
Well, mine is not as quite as long and as terrifying. And you probably don't know who it is when I say the name. I will give you Well, I won't give you a hint. I'm just going to give you the name, and you tell me if you know who it is.
Okay.
Dan Aykroyd.
No idea.
Dang it. He played in Ghostbusters.
Okay.
A lot of kids are probably not going to know this then, but if you don't, ask your mom and dad. They'll definitely know.
I know I've watched Ghostbusters. I think everybody's watched Ghostbusters.
Well, he's one of the main one characters. He's played in all kinds of movies. He's been out forever. Well, in 2013, he lived in a home haunted by Mama Cass of the Mamas and the Papas. That is a folklore band.
Okay.
He claims that there were two spirits in that house, Mama Cass and a guy who had died and was buried next to the house.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When he lived there, he saw things move on the counter. He saw doors open and close. And he also, get this, felt someone crawl into bed with him.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not as bad as literally seeing a demon crawling like a contortionist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he was hoping it was Mama Cass, but he said he thinks it was the guy. Awkward. He said he saw the imprint in the bed.
Okay.
You know how when someone sits in the bed, it kind of makes that impression. He said he decided to cuddle up next to it. He's like, well, he's here. Might as well cuddle up next to it. I mean, he is a ghost, so I'm probably about as good as he's going to get. Paranormal interest also runs in his family. His father wrote a book about ghosts, different true events on the paranormal, and that is what inspired him to write the movie Ghostbusters, which is a classic.
It really is.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ghostbusters. I was about to sing the words, but I forgot them.
It's okay. Well, that's really it. Mine wasn't too extravagant, yet still terrifying.
Yeah.
Dakota.
Yes.
What would you do if you were laying on your little bunk bed and you saw a butt print?
I would jump off and say, take it. It's all yours.
It's your bed, man. I'm out of here.
What on earth was that?
We're hearing.
Mom.
We're hearing.
Mom.
We're hearing.
Okay.
Are we doing a remix? We're hearing sounds.
We're hearing.
And we're sounding sounds. Now you want to drop me a beat, huh? You didn't want to. Episode 2.
Whatever, Mom. All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. And we hope you guys like this celebrity edition.
And we will talk to you next time. Bye. Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Bye!
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.